Come on, baby. Yep, fish on.
Reuben Hastings is an expert sports fishing guide. Back trolling on the Naknek, a king salmon is quick to bite and be reeled aboard, and Hastings gives it a well-practiced, anesthetizing blow to the head with a bat. He's worked as a guide at the Bear Trail Lodge near King Salmon for almost 7 years, and he credits his training at the Bristol Bay Fly Fishing and Guide Academy.
I learned so much at the first academy that helped me become, you know, the guide I am today.
He is from Neustoyahawk, and in 2008, he found the flyer for the first annual guide academy in the village post office. He was 22, held U.S. Coast Guard credentials, and knew he wanted to become a guide.
As soon as I saw that, you know, come take this class, you get a free rod and reel, woo, I'm gone. You know, I'm signed up. It was way, way more than just a free rod.
Tim Troll and Lukey Acklecock cooked up the first Guide Academy session, taking a steam bath in Equock almost 10 years ago.
He was concerned that there weren't very many young people actually getting into that sport fishery. And I was equally concerned. We were both on the Bristol Bay Heritage Land Trust Board of Directors.
The annual Academy's goal is to train youth in the various aspects of the industry, from fly fishing and running rivers to hospitality and serving high-end clients.
So we're trying to create an opportunity in a business that's already here. In doing so, establish a relationship between the lodge industry or the lodge business and local people.
Since the first session in 2008, around 12 Academy graduates are employed at lodges around Bristol Bay.
They have so much more to offer because they grew up here.
From Troll's conservation outlook as the director of the Bristol Bay Heritage Land Trust, people who are not living and working in Bristol Bay often care less about conserving its renewable resources, and jobs tied to the region can change that.
We understand if people don't want to live here and stay here and make a living here, then in the long run, they may not care what happens to this place.
Academy fly fishing instructor and owner of the Bear Trail Lodge, Nancy Morris Lyon, noticed a disparity of talent.
In the kids of the area versus the guides that I was hiring, the kids that live out here already have such an innate and incredible knowledge of the history of the place, of the culture of the place, and of the fish themselves.
She currently has 3 graduates of the academy on her staff.
They are my best guides. I mean, they are incredible out there in the field. People request them time after time.
Kwejak Aspeland is a guide from King Salmon for the summer seasons at Bear Trail Lodge. Like many Bristol Bay youth, he grew up immersed in the commercial fishing industry in King Salmon. Aspeland gained exposure to guiding through the academy, which he attended consecutively in 2012 and 2013.
You know, there's this incredible industry that so many of the kids don't even know about. I mean, they're here, they're ready to go, they know the river more than, you know, better than anyone else.
The academy became Aspeland's transition into the sport fishing industry, and he in turn became a connecting bridge for others. He has fished with curious locals as a kind of outreach on the water.
It's so much fun fishing people from the area. So I think that's huge too, to not only get the youth that, you know, could be potential guides, but get the community in support of, you know, the guiding scene.
And in doing so, promote broader career options for local youth like himself. During the final exam at the Guide Academy, known as Client Day, the same philosophy of openness is demonstrated. Students must teach volunteer clients how to fly fish using flies and leaders the students prepared. Clients are sourced from the community, many of whom are elders, so they see what the lodges are doing and what their children, nieces, nephews, and grandchildren love about fly fishing.
They have softened and realized, you know, maybe it doesn't have to be a battle. Maybe it can be a joint effort. You'll see people right down on the beaches with fly rods in their hands, and it just makes me want to jump up and down.
That acceptance of fly fishing is good news for local employment in the lodge industry. Riley, Nancy Morris Lyon's 18-year-old daughter, attended 2 academy sessions and looks forward to lodge employment, a life of fly fishing and guiding.
I kind of wanted that to be the way I travel the world, go everywhere fly fishing and guiding, and because I want to see a lot.
This summer, she guided Bear Trail flyout and float trips and tried work on a commercial fishing vessel. Riley understands the critical importance of salmon for future careers like hers in the commercial or sports industries.
Everyone needs work, and salmon provide jobs for millions of people, and I think that's great. And as long as, you know, there's openings and closings and the salmon are still protected to come back every year.
At the academy, Tim Troll taught Riley and her academy peers the importance of
understanding salmon is a resource, but it's only going to be there forever if we allow it to be.
Next season, Riley will hold her captain's license and plans to guide clients by boat from her mom's lodge. The Bear Trail will host the 2018 Bristol Bay Fishing and Guide Academy, teaching the next group of young sports fishermen about guiding clients and their own careers. Riley foresees more and more interest in the academy and job opportunities for graduates.
I think as long as word gets around and more kids find out what it's about and how enjoyable it is, I think it will. And I think fly fishing in general, when they find out the job opportunities and whatnot, I would say if you're local and ready to guide, I don't think you would have too much trouble finding a job.
For KDLG, I'm Zoe Laird.